Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. This is Lowdown Radio, and I'm your host, Skip. Thank you for calling in tonight. Thank you for listening. But I got another hot button topic issue tonight, y'all. What I want to talk about tonight is something that we all love and something that we all need. It's called a relationship. And the thing is that a lot of us want it, a lot of us need it, we yearn for it so bad. But at the same time, some of us seem like we can't keep it. You know, I mean, whether it's a relationship with your brother, your sister, anybody, but just relationships, period. And the main thing, the intimate relationship that we have with other people in our lives. So, you know, I want to go over this tonight. I want to hear your comments. And so I can learn as well as I'm trying to let you all learn from me as well. So basically, that's the conversation for tonight, because a lot of times we feel that, hey, by having a good, healthy relationship, it fills a deep void that we have in us. And it's like, that's like the compliment and success and the success of living life. You know, but some of us want it, some of us need it, and some of us don't know how to have it or keep it, because we got set in our ways to a point that we really don't even look for that. You know, because like I said, I have, you know, people in my family and in my life that's been holding on and holding it together for years. You know, and what I found out looking at them, that the whole common denominator was really based upon working and building together beyond just having somebody to have somebody, but it's just working and making things happen and really building. You know, and that's the good, healthy relationship, because sometimes relationships can make or break you. I mean, sometimes really relationships can make you into the strongest man and a woman of the world, or can make you feel toxic or feel like you're living in a prison without a war. But it's really deep within your heart that, hey, if you let somebody get next to you and want to share with you, it can be the best feeling in the world, because I see too many great examples. It's led by. But at the same time, you got to understand what the whole demeanor is in that process. Mm-hmm. Seriously, it keeps you motivated, because that's like living on an island by yourself alone. If you're spending all these years alone, it's like, hey, what's going to keep you motivated and going? It's to share and to build, you know. And I look at people that's got beautiful relationships, man. I mean, it's like when they say loyalty, it ain't just a ghetto job and throwing around. I mean, really loyalty, you know, where each other have each other back. And it's so crazy to a point that, man, you know, that's why they feel blessed, and everything that they do and everything that they turn around, it turns to gold instead of stone. And it's really kind of funny, because a lot of us, we really thirst and yearn for that, you know? And that's the good part about it, that, hey, you know, ain't nobody different from nobody. We all bleed the same, and we all use the bad from the same. It's just the fact that, do you really, really want this? And does it really fit you? Not because it's a passing fad or a trend, but really, I mean, deep inside your heart, your total heart. It's one of the best things that ever occurred in your life. Because to me, it takes a lot of work and a lot of dedication. It's not, from what I see, it's not a hard thing to do, as long as it ain't just a transaction or no convenience behind it. I mean, when a person gives it all to you, and you give your all to that person, and you really trust them, we ain't even got to love yet. But when you really trust them, man, y'all work and make things build, you know, two people can be hell of a magicians, meaning that they can have the ability to know how to take nothing and make something out of it in a good life. I mean, we all got that ability. But when you can get with that certain person to where outside of this whole world, you pick that one person in particular to share and do these things with, and that's what makes it so beautiful and so thrilling. You can tell, man. You can tell by a person's physical appearance when they got somebody really working with them and, you know, give and take, you know, yin and yang or however you want to call it. But you can tell by just looking at them physically that the life that they're living is really healthy. It's not toxic. You know, it's not really cutthroat. You know, it's really not because of, you know, you're a victim of circumstance when you find yourself doing everything all the time. I mean, this is really beautiful, man. So I was just wondering, for all you people out there listening, because maybe I'm missed or just or don't understand, but I just want to make sure that, hey, you know, if that's what's to happen for me, at least I want to be in line. And the main thing is that when it does happen, I got a clean pair of underwear on, you know? So it's basically that type of understanding and mutual respect you have for one another. Because remember, man, you know, ain't nobody obligated or granted to you. You know, you're going to have to put some work in, as we say in the streets, put some work in for this stuff to really manifest and be beautiful. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm lost in the dark, but I know this, man. The show's still better than walking around with your stones in your jaws, pissed off, mad. Everything you got to say is negative because you can tell it took effect on you. Now you done moved from trying to do something and build something positive to being toxic and dramatic. So, like I said, and I'll say this again, hey, man, one of the best things in the world is not to be envious, but having a little hope and optimism, saying that, hey, if you get with the right person, you can have these things. It's easy within your reach and your grasp. You just got to make sure, you know, and don't always be stuck on, hey, I got to have it this way or my way, because it's ebb and flow and it goes 50-50 each way. But make sure that you got the right people in your life to where they got that understanding. Because the whole bottom denominator is to build and to make progress so both can benefit from it. You know, it's not a one-way stop sign. If it is, then you know what? You can cross yourself over with narcissism. I don't want to talk about that. I already had a show on that. You know, because for some reason, people got the ability to just future fake, give you word salad, but when it comes down to it, the rubber hit the road, they fold. Now you left looking like Joe Monopoly with your pockets stuck out and your palms flat, nothing. And all you got bitter ill memories. So, I mean, man, I see a lot of people that's doing it, man, and I give them big ups because, hey, it's better to be in that light than to be in a situation where you feel you done got manipulated or played, as they call it, in the streets or whatever. But the main issue and the main concern, knowing that when we all close our eyes for the last time, that you have the ability to really, really share, make something happen, build something, man. It's more beyond just being super icky teenagers and just saying, well, that's something to do. No, man. It's got to be something that's going to keep you going and keeping you alive. And when you're in a good, positive relationship, that's the beauty of it. It's not about, you know, hey, what you got. Or we make a great team. Well, if I want a team, I'll go play baseball. You know what I'm saying? There's much more to it than that. And that's why, hey, I like the people that know what they're doing, man. They can share and elaborate on it. Or, hey, you know, tune in and let me know. Because the show feels good and looks good. I got a brother of mine. You know, me and him always had this sibling rivalry, right? He's 5 years older than me. But it's one thing that I could never take away from him, and it shows. Him and his wife been together since 1981. They raised their kids, they grown, you know. they got their little businesses together, and they're still keeping it going. And all these years, man, you know, and ain't never been no craziness or no hesitation to where, hey, you know what, I'm gone. I want to leave and none of that because, you know, they took it among themselves when they got married young and early that, you know, they was working hard on trying to be successful and making a contribution. It wasn't one side. You know, I mean, from their first apartment together to all the way up to now, man, you could tell they're living healthy hell. Be 5'5" and 320 damn pounds, it's got to be healthy. You know, for real. And you can see it. So, you know, I look up to them. That's why I say that's the only thing that he'll have over me yet. He wound up getting with the right person to make his life whole. You know, and they've been going in strong for over 40-something years. And that's the only thing that I'm really envious of him about. I never told him that. You know, but you can tell, you know, instead of, you know, being in a relationship with people that it's like the stock market. It goes up and down. But every time that that happens, man, a piece of you go with it. Instead of having the stability and the stand power. That's basically what I look at, man. No disrespect and no slight on nobody. Because you know what? Hey, if that's how it is, then make the world go around. But at the same time, man, it's a lot of give and take. But in the end, it's really worth it. Really it is. Because when you look around, you see, hey, you can see your progress and your success. Instead of just doing stuff to be doing it, because we're not no kids no more. At least I'm not. Really, I'm not. So, hey, I'm just curious about how the commitment and the sacrifice is still stand bigger than anybody could be ever told. You know, because the proof not only in knowing, but the proof is in doing. When you see these people, that's why, hey, you know, I give them big ups. I'm serious, because being on the other side, it's not cool. It's not healthy at all. Like they say, unhealthy relationship, it's like multiplying with zero. It always takes, it never gives. You can have all the material things and all this greatness that you think you might have, but it's just a shell image. Because everything is reflective, man. I mean that. Everything is really reflective. You know, and, you know, it shows, you know. When people in that positive light, relationships, don't nothing get to them. Don't nothing or nobody bother them. I mean, nothing petty or trite. Nothing always, you know, adversarial or mad or evil. You know what I'm saying? But really, really, you know, it hinges up on that show that I did last week about happiness. See, these are all three components about life that makes a person strong and make them feel better. Not only about themselves, but what about their doing, man? You know, I'm serious. That's how I feel. You know, because I've been on the other side of the coin, and I tell you something, that's not a cool picture, man. It's really not, because now, hey, you find yourself doing and giving more than what you know other make calls to be doing. You really feeling like you've been duped or used. You know, I have. I'm not ashamed to admit it, because I'm going to tell you something about me. I'm my own favorite cheerleader, like I'm my own worst critic. You don't have to get it from nobody else, because I know me better than anybody. So when I make this statement and this point of what I just said, you best believe it's from the heart. It ain't nothing to play with. So, you know, I like I said, whether it be a family member, even a friend, man, you know, relationships are beautiful, man, as long as they're healthy, you know, and they're mentally and physically edifying to a point where it's reflective how you live your life and that other person does too, because, hey, it takes to make it happen, you know. And that's what I love, for real. I got a thirst for it. I like to know, you know, that's for real. So that's basically where I'm at. So, yeah, So I want to thank you all for tuning in tonight, the callers that I do have, and the listeners as well, because I think, to me, this is kind of near and dear and a hot-button issue. And in a few more minutes, we're going to go to the callers and see what you all have to say about this topic tonight, because sometimes we can really, really be out in the cold if we don't understand where we're going and what the other people's input, because it just ain't us. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, basically, that's it. So, you know, I hope you all, seriously, honestly, I hope you all really enjoy this topic tonight, because you know something? It's something that we all can have, but at the same time, some of us don't know the ingredients to make this good cake, this edifying cake. You know, and until we can hunker down then and understand what it takes, then maybe it will be better. But if not, you know, it's just something that we're going through. So I don't want to be left out on that type of option. So basically, that's where I'm at, you know. So I'll tell you what. Why don't we try this tonight? Let's try the first caller, and we can see what the input is going to be, because like I said, I'm not an alien yet, and I'm sure not extinct like a whale. So, you know, we're going to try our first caller tonight, you all, because I think this is a real good hot-button issue. So let's go to the phones. Okay. Okay. Let's see what we got. Hello, caller, caller. Hello. Hello. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, how you doing? Good evening.
Good evening. How you doing tonight?
I'm okay. I'm okay. You know, it's Wednesday. You know, my therapy night, because this is a form of therapy, talking to everybody about conversation that affects us all. So I can't afford no priest and no psychiatrist. So, hey, tune in. The hot button issue tonight is about relationships. So you think that could you expound and elaborate on?
Well, I can only speak on the relationships that I have been through. I can't speak on other people's relationships. So when it comes to relationships, as far as I'm concerned on my behalf, it can't take one. It takes two. You see what I'm saying? In order for a relationship to work. But first of all, for any relationship to work, you have to have a relationship yourself with God before you have a relationship with anybody else, because God is the one going to put you together with a relationship, and you have to keep him in your relationship. And when I say relationship, I mean as a marriage, boyfriend, girlfriend, as they call it, as we grown folks should be saying, my man, my woman, or my dude, my girl, you know, so any relationship. So it's all type of relationships are out here, you know. So, you know, like I said, when it comes to relationships, I can just speak on man. As far as man, I really haven't had no bad relationships. I think I might have had one, you know. And, hey, you win some and you lose some, but you got to keep it moving and keep it stepping.
Well, okay.
You know, you can't let it get you down. You can't keep drilling in it, letting the devil dragging you through the mud. You got to keep on going, because guess what? It's somebody out here for everybody. But you got to keep the positive within yourself first.
Yeah. True.
You can't keep on running around looking for somebody and looking for somebody. You got to let God send somebody to you.
True. But at the same time, though, you got to understand, you know, I don't know, maybe this is society or whatever, but, you know, a lot of people, figure that it's more convenient just to lie and deceive you than it is to be straight up, because I hate to have that feeling that you need to have your innocent high school sweetheart to carry you the rest of your life. You know what I'm saying? I mean, after having babies by different men and all that type of stuff, man, and guys are just having babies by different women. I mean, honestly, when is it going to stop? You know? So
that's the way we live in. It's never going to stop. This started before we even came about, before our mamas and daddies had us. Ain't none of that going to never stop. Women going to keep on having babies by different men. You know, you'd be lucky to have 10, 14. Let me just say this. My auntie, when she passed away, she was 91 years old. Now, let me take that back. I'm sorry. She was 94. Her and my uncle was together since they were 12 years old. They had 14 kids together. My auntie was never with another man, even though he had deceased. So that's just a choice that we all make in our lives. You see what I'm saying? Whether who you want to be and who you want to be with them, how many babies, who you want to have babies by. Sometimes you don't have a choice. Sometimes you open up your legs to the wrong nigga, you know. And some women might be like me. Hey, I ain't having no abortion. This nigga put it in here, so, hey, I'm going to keep it. But my whole thing is this here. You know, if men worried about women having babies by all these different men, then they need to cuff it up.
Well, I understand that, but what I'm saying, what I'm trying to get at and elaborate on really is that I don't care if you got a baseball team. The thing is, the common denominator for survival and really walking through this life feeling that it's complete is when you have that sharing and building. That's what I want to get to, because you know what? It's like a void that'll never be filled if you didn't make that commitment to want to make this work. That's all. That's what I'm looking for, because the proof is in the pudding. Because when you really think about it, you got to really have something that's going to keep you going and motivated. I mean, everything right now is so much flash on the surface with no substance. And for the ones that still got some substance and still got it together, you know, like I said, I'm really envious. I'm never jealous of nobody, but I'm really envious to see that, hey, they got the staying power. That's what's important. So when we close our eyes for the last time, it won't be because, damn, I played him like a lighter. His fluid threw his ass away. You know, excuse my expression. You know, I'm getting a little bit passionate about this conversation. It's never about that. It's always about, hey, you know what? You know, we made it to the finish line. You know, I look at Jimmy Collier and Rosman Collier. Jimmy pushing 100, Rosman just passed. It means something. So.
Hey, Skip, listen, I got an emergency call coming in from out of town. I'm going to let you get your next call. I'm not going to hang up, but I'm going to stay on.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
Okay.
I'm coming right back.
Okay.
No, I'm not going nowhere. I'm going to let you get your next call. I'm going to catch this call. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Let me go in then. Okay. All right. We'll go to the next call. Hello, hello. Next caller. Hi. Hello. Next caller. Hello. Next caller. I guess we don't have the next caller. Well, let's try the other caller. We'll do this.
Hey, Skip.
Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
All right. Just listening to them, to her talking about women and having babies by different men. The problem ain't, you know, making decisions. The problem is that people got away from God, and so they don't do what God say do. That's the bottom line. And as long as that's happening, you're gonna never get better.
No. No, I find that in myself, you know what I'm saying? Because the thing is, if he don't put the seal of approval on it, no matter what you say or what you try to do, you're going to always come up short, man. You don't always come up short, you know?
The perfect example, Skip, 25 years for me and Maria.
And we've had
our arguments and fights and all that, but what we have in common is that we both trust and believe in the Word of God, and we try to live by it. So we know how to forgive, because we ain't gonna be perfect. When people gonna mess up, people gonna make mistakes. They're gonna say things that they shouldn't say, but.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have the capacity in your heart to forgive? That's what it comes down to. A lot of people don't. They throw it away. They don't care about the kids being raised. They just throw it away. And it takes two. So if both of you ain't on the same page and willing to work at it and keep it together, it ain't gonna happen. Because one can't do it by itself. It's just impossible. It's impossible. You have to work together.
True, Eric. But you got to understand, man, there's too much future faking and words salad. And you know what? The worst feeling in the world to find out, especially in marriage, when you take that mafia oath to God and he explains to you, the preacher, judge, or whatever, and when they explain to you the back note and how it goes, if you renege on that, you're lying to God. So I'm just flesh and blood, human like you. So if you could lie to God, lie to me, it's second nature then. And it would never
exactly.
work.
Exactly.
It would never work.
That's so true. That's
you
so
know
true.
What I'm saying? I'm no. serious, man. You know, that's like the cold. When you get that over, it's like the Cosa Nostra, blood in, blood out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
hello?
When you, yeah, I'm here. Yeah,
well, I'm sorry, you guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I didn't mean to disturb you all. I didn't know that you still had unmuted me, but I just wanted to piggyback on something he just said, if you all don't mind.
Go ahead.
I totally agree 100% with what he just said. 100%. Do you hear me? When I met my husband... My husband was 27 years older than me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And my husband was not saved, but I was. And my husband got saved, okay? And what kept us together was God. And I had already had three kids. And he took them kids like if they was his. You see what I'm saying?
That's
why I was saying that, you know, you got to have... First of all, you yourself, you got to have this personal relationship with God before you have it with anybody else, because God is the one that's going to help this, your marriage or relationship or whatever you're doing. You see what I'm saying? So I totally agree with you.
You
know
exactly
my husband
right.
had a baby on me. My husband had a baby on me. And my husband told me, oh, you going to leave me, ain't you? I cheated on you. I keep cheating on you. I said, no, I'm not going to leave you. I said, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. You got to ask God to forgive you. I said, but that baby didn't ask to be brought here. So I am going to leave you if you can't take care of that baby like you're supposed to. You see what I'm saying? Hey, like I said, it's all about having faith and trust in God, and you got to be on the same page. Like he said, if you're not on that same page, you're not going to get nowhere.
And I'll interject on that. Even, I mean, you have God, but another thing is, and a lot of people don't know this, I learned this, I'm 64 years old, I learned this like 50 years ago, 45 years ago. So goes the woman, so goes the world, so goes the everything. The woman is the one with the control to say, I'm not going to let no man just get inside of me unless I know this person is on the right track, unless I know this person has character, you know? And it ain't about things. It's about character. It's about how you act, not what you say. It's what you do. And the woman has to be more understanding of of looking. I got three daughters and four granddaughters, and I tell them all the time, you know, a man will tell you anything you want to hear to get what he wants.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Now, if he show you that he care about you by making your life better, making your quality of life easier, then
right. You
need to cling to him. But if he ain't trying to do that, then if he trying to take away from you, then you need to run. You know, get away fast as you can.
But you got to understand, though, it's a yin and a yang to that, because a lot of these people done got shattered, jilted, traumatized, all of that. And then, you know, one thing about the truth, it's like the heavyweight world champion. It's undisputable, right? So when it's time to step up to the street, either they go get gunshot, cold feet, or they just go live and love that lie and take you down with them. Seriously, man, because like I told you, first of all, even in just a relationship, it's a commitment, and the denominator is to build and to make things happen. We're not 19, just something to do. Well, hell, go get a case of water and eat all that processed food from Aldi's, and then after you have you a good night time and a good night, go drink that water so you can bring that hot box down from getting drunk and high and having sex, you know, because you ain't eating no fruits, you ain't doing none of that. And when you're in a positive, good relationship, it reflects on how you are physically and mentally. You think about it. Most people that's in a beautiful relationship, they don't let stuff bother them, man. They don't let the weight of the world hold them down. They look and laugh at it and say, yeah, okay, all right. You know, that perfect demeanor, man, because they're more occupied on what they're going to do to build. Everything don't hinge upon just working for a living. You know, you have other goals besides that, trying to make things work and build, man. Not one-sided, because they took that oath and that commitment, man. And like I said, as ignorant as my brother is sometimes, I can really be envious and say that with a proud face. And Eric, you know my brother, right? You know my brother. Yeah. So, you know what? I never told him that. So, the thing is that, you know, myself, bro, hey, man, I've never told him this, and I meant it, man. He's really blessed, man. Not because, you know, hey, you know, he got a woman that takes care of him and all that, but you know what? Just by him not having all the quintessentials of society that they said that he's supposed to have, like, you know, scratch when you don't itch, walk the fine line, talking. No, man, he's been blessed to have somebody with him that want to keep that commitment, man. And the bottom denominator is the fact that, hey, y'all built something. Y'all made something happen, man. So like I said, when your eyes close for the last time, it won't be the Wizard of Oz, Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead. You know that you really made a contribution to your life and a commitment to make things grow and be better. That's what a lot of us yearn for. I yearn for that myself, man. I wouldn't lie to you. I wouldn't. You know, because it's... Man, it's like, man, it ain't nothing we can't handle. It ain't nothing we ain't got. You know, we just have to make this full commitment soulfully, mentally, and spiritually. Because if not, well, what you going to go back to the project? I had a house. I had this. I had somebody taking care of me. That's all you got to hold your hat on after all those years, man? I had somebody take care of me now. Instead of you being straight up and just saying, look, if you want to walk this line, you're just a commodity. You know, you're just a transaction. It would have been much more respect left because, like the great Malcolm X said, I'd rather you blow my head off than to sit up here and deceive. You know what I'm saying? And that's the most hurtful feeling in the world. You know? Because it ain't about the time and the money, because whether you live on this earth or not, it's always going to be time, and it's going to always be money, you know. But to live a better life than what you had when you built it, that's the best success and accomplishment that anybody could ever have, man. Because you're like a magician. You took nothing and made something out of it because you both on the same accord, and you seen something, not just what you all like, but you found out that the only way that things will get better is we work and build on making it better. That's the difference between an
and a. Skip, both on the same accord. See,
that's
a one of the biggest problems is a lot of time people ain't on the same accord. And you know what God said about that? A house divided will not stand.
Of course, you know? Of course.
It's,
so it's
any army, you know, if you divide it, it ain't gonna stand. You know, it's
so
easy to infiltrate.
Right. So it's better to future proof or live and love a lie.
Hmm.
Is it better to future faith? Future faith. Selling you these bags of goods about the future that you're going to have with them. Future faith. Or just live and love a lie. You know what I'm saying? Because you know what?
Yeah.
I don't know, like I said before, and I'll say it again. I don't know if you went on a camping trip with your uncle and you wind up not coming back straight. And you still traumatized from that past to a point that you could never, ever be happy or be loved. But you're with somebody that you want to just suck the life out of them and be toxic instead of being on the same page and trying to build and make things happen together. So I don't get it. I really don't.
But if your hope is in man / woman, if all your hopes and dreams are in a person that ain't never made a tree, ain't created nothing, then you lost anyway. You know what I'm saying? You can have faith in a person once you build something with them and you build a trust with them. But to make them everything, then you already on the wrong track. You know what I'm saying? Because it's only one everything, and it ain't another human being. It ain't us. It ain't each other. You know,
no.
We first get that one thing, then we can have the other things, you know?
True, true, true. But, you know, like I said, man, you know, with a lot of people, man, it's damn near like the wind. You can never really see them because all that is a lie. You really have to feel them and then go accordingly. That's all, you know, because, like I said, it's crazy. It's so crazy to a point that, you know, sometimes I can feel more loyalty out of dogs than I could humans, man or woman. You know,
well,
that's
true, and it's just worse and worse in the world today, you know what I'm saying? So
it is, because we older. You know, listen, man, I can't be repetitive, man. I don't have cognitive delay like my daughter and her autism. I don't have to be repetitive, but I refuse to be. You know,
nope.
I mean, certain boundaries are set in order for you to know that, hey, if you don't set the boundaries, this is what the outcome is going to be. Now, you can go back and brag in the projects after you return there. Man, what we finna do? Where we finna go? Well, I had this. Now, you know what? You know, it was something said in a TV show one time and checked out. You know, many reasons for losers because they got to convince themselves that they did something. And you ain't got to bring up memories of what you had. That means those stuff still stand and it shows forever, even when you dead and gone. So, you know, myself, hey, man, later for that. Now, you just go pick up and move on and go from there. But you people that got it together, and I mean this from my heart, in my mind, and in my soul, I really look up to you all, man. Because, you know, y'all staying afloat, y'all keeping it going, man. You know what I'm saying? And there ain't been no deception or no stupid miscue. You know what I'm saying? And it was never about convenience or just a transaction. And that's the most beautiful feeling in the world. Don't you know that? That's the man.
But, you know, you remember when me and her first hooked up. When you came up with her, and one of the things I did when we first fell in love is I got a piece of paper, and I put God in big letters in the middle of that paper. Then on the one side I put Maria, and an arrow pointing toward God. On the other side was it was my name and an arrow pointing toward God. And I said, we put under there, the closer we get to God, the closer we get to each other. Because we both heading toward him. Once we get there to him, we together. And that's what it was all about for me, you know, because I had already been through it, and it wasn't about that. You know what I'm saying? So I knew if it wasn't about that, it ain't going to work. You know what I'm saying? So experience, sometimes we have to break it down and rebuild and build it up right with a good foundation. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And that's, you know, life. But but if we don't learn, we don't grow.
True.
You know?
I mean, because you're going to be stuck. You know, the grass is going to grow over your foot, and you're still stuck there. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, I don't want no swan song, bro. Myself, excuse me, I just want, to just live and enjoy life. You know, it's not an algebra equation. It's meant to really live, you know. And if you capture the things that God blessed you and react upon it, then you can move on and know that, hey, ain't no fear, ain't nothing, man, you know. And that's the best feeling in the world because when it comes down to it, it's one thing for certain, one thing for sure. We all going to close our eyes for the last time, man. Straight up. And if
Absolutely.
He didn't do the things he wanted to do with the blessings bestowed by him, then it's always going to be like trying to speak into a mic when it's always flat. They can't hear you. You know what I'm saying? Not the way that you're supposed to be heard. So when you build and create something, man, like I said before, and I'll say it again, you're basically a magician. You know, you're taking nothing and making something out of it. Mainly a better life. It's something positive, you know, and that's what it's all about. That's one of the most important things in this life, man, because if you can't make a contribution to making your life better, did you live or did you exist? You know what I'm saying? Did you really live or did you exist? You know, that's going to always be something looming in your mind, or it's going to always be a void that could never be filled. So basically, that's what I'm trying to get to understanding. That's all. Because it's a whole different life, new perspective in my life, and I just want to get back to the key essentials. So I could never go down that avenue again that I went down. You know? For real, man.
Yeah.
So then I can really enjoy life and just sit back and smile and just say, you know, just say, hey, this is it. Because, like I said before, without the spirit of God solidifying any relationship, it didn't turn out right. Take it from me, I know, man, it will not turn out right. You know, because you're leaving the door open for all this doubt and negativity. And, you know, the only way that the devil can work on you when you start doubting yourself and the people that you're with, you know, when you're gun shy. Or when you just always got to question things instead of just going with the flow. I mean, it's common sense and common law to know that, hey, if a person's trying to kill you better than they could tell you, then something is cool. But if not, go ahead. Go ahead. Keep being the Jezebel, man or woman. Keep being the Jezebel. You know, and that's for real, man. You can see it. Let's go ahead. We ain't going to trip. If anything, we just going to try to get better, man. That's it. But we got to leave it to him now. Because I'm tired of pressing door number two and the trap door come out. I'm serious, man. You know that old saying, let God's will be done. Straight up. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because without it, you just going to be like, hey, that's it. So, hey, thanks for calling, man. You know, I'm up next week as well. I thank you for elaborating on this topic tonight. Because it's really feel good to hear from another perspective. You know, so I'm going to get to this other caller. So I'll probably let you know when the next show is next Wednesday.
Okay, bro.
All right. Good hearing from you, man.
Okay, you too, Skip.
All right, tell your wife and family I say what's up. And I'll try to get back with y'all as soon as I can.
All right, bro, I love you, and I'll holler at you later.
Love you too, brother, and thank you.
Okay.
Going to the next? Okay, We're going to the next caller. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Yes, caller, yes.
Hi, sir.
Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
I'm good. Listening to your broadcast.
Oh, thank you. Now, I appreciate it.
Yeah, here's something I read in a book now.
Okay.
Humans have free will and are capable of self-determination. Unlike animals that act according to their instincts and appetites, humans use their reasons and act deliberately. Through self-reflection, people can choose a course of action for themselves and assert their inner self to the outside world through their choices. To treat another human person merely as an instrument for your own purpose is to violate the dignity of the person as a self-determining being. Anyone who treats a person as a means to an end does violence to the very essence of the other. So you're using the utilitarian view that will give you the most pleasure. So what we need to do is strive for the highest human good that is desirable to relate in pursuit of the common good. In other words, to see what is good for me and adopt it as good for yourself. And then that way, we establish a special bond that unites us internally. So that's something that I read, and I totally agree with.
Yeah, and that's very good and enlightening. But you know something, though, Skipper? I hate to say it. Half these people walking around here don't know what a car catalog or a B decimal system is. Seriously, what did you just say? You just read, and a lot of them don't want to read.
We're too busy thinking about self-gratification.
It's always about the surface. Not the substance.
What can you do for me?
Right. You see, the thing is
what can
that,
I get out of it?
I know, but you know what? Like I said, when I had a future shop a couple of years ago, I was down there in Greektown, Polish, right down there on Houston and Jackson years ago. That was when it was a transit hotel on the top, right? So I never forget. You could use the smoke back then and there. And I'm looking down there on Christmas Eve when the car's driving down the street on Houston. Dropped my cigarette on the ground. So it was an old white man that was looking out the window too. I picked my cigarette up and I looked at him and he looked at me. I wanted to get the chill down my back. And then I was like, oh. He looking at me like I was his past, and I'm looking at him like he's my future. I scared me. I hopped in my car, stayed in the south side, and almost had an accident on 53. And saying that was that, hey man, you know what? If I cannot try to make a conscious ditch effort to really look for trying to share and do everything that's right, you know what I'm saying, and have some type of hope and optimism to live in this world and fill these voids of emptiness, not lonely, but emptiness. I never be right. I don't want it to be like that, living in the transit hotel. One phone and one bathroom and one shower.
Yeah.
So that's why I tried hard. And if it didn't succeed, I just have to move on and just hope it can happen again.
Turn that down.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm hearing a lot of back talk.
What'd you say?
Nothing. I'm hearing other conversation on the phone, on the line.
Okay. Okay, let me see if I'm
Yeah, moving them out.
But that's all I wanted to say, Skip. I'm gonna, you know, let you grab another caller. But I wanted
I think you are the last caller because some people called in and then they called off. They just heard it for a little bit, then they tuned out.
But that's all I wanted to say. But yeah, I think we're just going about it the wrong way, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're in it for self gratification. That's it.
I know, and that's crazy because it's more to it than just, you know, looking at self. But you know what bothers me sometimes, really, is that after all that type of stuff and all that running and self gratifying, you know, when you gonna have something for you? No, I'm serious. You know, you're like a dog chasing your tail, and you're still right back to square one.
Yeah, you're back to square one.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's crazy because out of all that time and all those years and all the energy that you wasted, you know, it ain't about loneliness. It's about not having that void feel. You know what I'm saying? To me, because, hey, you know, and I keep saying this again, we go close our eyes for the last time. But when you check your resume, did you really try to build and make something?
Right.
Seriously. Or you just walk through his neck and blind and existed. Did you really live? You know what I'm saying? Did you make a contribution?
Right.
You know, did you really, really, really sat down there and made a commitment to a sacrifice for the greater good of building? Whether you got kids or not, did you really, really sit down and have a high level of concentration to a point that, hey, I got my mate and we can tackle the world? You know what I'm saying? Because the only way that you can really be successful is if y'all preoccupied with trying to make it and being responsible, not respectable. Because you can put a silk hat on a pig any day. You know what I'm saying? You really can. So you basically, this is where, you know, you really at. I mean, where you can sit down and look back and say, damn, you know, and your baby's looking back on and say, damn, this is what my people did. And have respect for, you know, and would never tame them. Because this is what you left them with. You know what I'm saying? You didn't leave them with something stupid, try to pet it, but you really left them with something that's tangible. That they can push on and carry the baton. You know what I'm saying? That keeps them in keep moving in a better circle than just,
Something real, right?
Yes, yes, something really real that will withstand time. You know what I'm saying? I can go do this because my granddaddy used to do this. You know what I'm saying? My mother and father used to do this. You know, they want the same thing for 5 years to make sure that I was fortunate enough to have this. Stuff like that.
Something that requires some kind of effort, right?
Right. Well, you both built this. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, you can sit back, point at it, but you can both embrace it and say, you know what? I ain't got to say a word. It shows itself. Or when you get up in the morning, when you put your clothes on, not only when y'all go out, but when you go on to work and everything, and you got a smile and all this madness and this crazy way of the world don't bother you. Like I said, the person that's got it together, what they make, this building, relationship, a real relationship, man, they look at you and be like, laugh, like, you funny. Be like, man, did you hear what I said? One eye, you get red in the face and get mad. Man, did you laugh and say, boy, you can walk 5 minutes in my shoes. You know what I'm saying? To themselves, because, you know, people are so fractured and out here on their own to a point, man, that they'll never be happy. They'll never build nothing. They'll never have a sustainable relationship because it always ends the same. Because they don't know how. And they're scared because that would tell them this lottery ticket they've been playing for years that they got to change the number now. They don't want to do it. You know, it's very easy for them to, you know, just keep the same beat going. But it really takes a long time. A person really has some will and be on the same page with somebody else to build something, you know? You know, I go back to what my mother said a long time ago.
you know, because I used to be a cut up. I used to be sardonic, sarcastic, and cut up, or riff, right? She used to always tell me, hey, man, ain't no creativity in negativity. I said, what you mean? She said, oh, you can be a cut up all you want, but you're going to find yourself by yourself, and ain't nobody going to want to ever build nothing with you. I don't know if that's your defensive mechanism or whatever it is, but, hey, man, all that ain't necessary, bro. You got to be civil and understand that. It's something out there in the bigger picture. If you get with the right person, y'all can have that. Y'all can attain that. But you being an individual, a solo artist like that, man, ain't nobody going to want to stomach you to be around you, man. You know? And that's why, you know, I got kind of stuck trying to be so appeasing. I forget she didn't tell me about the appeasing part. That's why I wound up with a smirk on my face and my palm stuck out flat. Because I got the gist of it, but I never really, really settled down to a point to where, hey, you know what? Big boundaries are set up. It ain't my way or the highway, but you know what? I prefer you not to walk down that bridge if I already fell down it. That's all I can do is tell you that the bridge is out. You know what I'm saying? You know, because I want you to be with me and I'm concerned about you. And, hey, I just want to make sure that you know this is what's going on.
Right.
Especially if we're in the page. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know about you. I'm not 19 no more. I'm tired of just something to do. You know, I'm tired of, you know, claiming people and then they ain't got nothing in their glove. For real, man. Now you left holding the bag. You know, I can understand that they can get upset because all you want to do is bring joy, love, and happiness in their life. But you can get mad at me because that's what I wanted to do for you and for us. But to the same nothing person, oh, they'll walk the red carpet with him. He ain't even got to ask to do. They know what to do for him. So then that's that not being on the same page, the same accord. And that's why they wind up like they do, man. But I'm going to tell you something. Hey, I want to get to a point where all I got to do is sit in my recliner, open up the Tribune newspaper, and listen to talk radio. I ain't even got to listen, look at TV no more. And then I can just take a sigh of relief and say, man, you know, stuff was built. Everything is cool now. Now I can live. Now I have lived. Because there won't be no more war. The proof will be in the pudding. And it'll show. It'll be reflected. You know what I'm saying? And that's what's important to me. Because when you think about it, this is supposed to be a life of making things happen, man, not a train of thing. I'm serious. So if it's any type of deception or deceit, going on, then let them be. You know, because I got to move on. I got to move on and make it better until I get there. You know, until then, I got to watch the landmines and the hand grenades because they are fun. Yeah, especially if you got a light. But that's why we go back spiritually and let God know I need to be protected. Send me somebody in here that, hey, we can be body and pride. You know what I'm saying? Anything, because I don't do nothing with guys like that, straight up. I ain't like Oprah. Gail get half of my estate in case I die. I ain't under the cover. You know, I fly United, not Eastern. So when I'm looking in that in the mate, hey, we can be Bonnie and Clyde or whatever, but we can conquer the world, man. That's all I'm saying. For real. See, it ain't like they're the only ones that can do it. You know, that's for real, man. Shit, they ain't got nothing that we can't get. And that's for real. So, you know, that's where we at. So, other than that, hey, man, I want to thank you for calling. You know, because that helps a lot. It really does. Mm-hmm. Because, like I said, this is my therapy. Straight up. Like I said, I can't afford no priest, no psychiatrist. Man, hey, I'm cool. I'm loving every minute of it. You know what I'm saying? Thank y'all for calling and listening.
Okay, good show, Skip.
What'd you say?
I said good show, good show.
Oh, thanks, I appreciate it. So
okay.
I'll let you get on and be back to what you was doing.
All right, then. Have a good one now.
You too now. Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.